Welcome to PJEFC's Pulpit Ministry, a ministry that is committed to the preaching of the Word to transform life.
Good morning. Let me just have a good look around so I can hopefully see you. Oh, thanks for the wave. Good morning. It's indeed a very good morning. And if you've just joined us today, we are on a preaching series called Yamcha, Topics for Urbanites. And Pastor Yu Yong opened this series last week talking about loneliness. And if you missed that sermon, I recommend you to tune in to our YouTube channel. How many of you know that we have a YouTube channel? Can I see your hands? Okay, for those of you who do not know that we have a YouTube channel, we do have a YouTube channel. You can go to our YouTube channel and tune in to the sermon that's been recorded every single Sunday. So, my title today is, did you see that post? I realized that I can use this. Yeah, okay, cool. Did you see that post? Referring to the online world of social media, I'll be talking about the good, the bad, and most importantly, does the Bible have anything to say about social media? Eric Coleman, an American author and motivational speaker, said this: we don't have a choice on whether we do social media. The question is how well we do it. Social media is normalized in our society until the person who does not have a Facebook or Instagram account now feels like the odd one out. So some of my friends will just have social media accounts just to look at other people's activities and not post anything themselves. It is certainly here to stay. Yesterday, it was Friendster. Today, it's Facebook. Tomorrow, I don't know, can be fire or what. I also don't know. But social media is here to stay, and it will continue to grow and connect us. I remember when I was a teenager, the social media platform was started called Friendster. How many of you know Friendster? Some of the Gen Zs don't want to admit. Okay, Friendster is the Facebook of my time. Okay, and I would spend hours and hours try to customize my Friendster account, you know, ask my friends to write testimonials on my wall, you know, like, hey, come on, hey, friend, right? Please write some testimonials on my wall, you know, make it look a bit nice, so that I can tell the world that, wow, all over the world, everyone loves Joshua so much. See, all the good things that has been written on his wall, 4 people wrote on my wall. And out of the 4, I think 2 was negative remarks. So I banished Friendster away into the online abyss, never to be found again. So if you try to search for my Friendster account, it doesn't exist anymore. Social media have become an integral part of modern life, and they come with various benefits and disadvantages. It is important to note that the impact of social media can vary depending on individual usages and preference. So on your screen now, here are some of the good and bad of social media. Social media is very accessible. Every one of you with a smartphone can immediately download the app. It provides instant communication, especially helpful during the pandemic when people were isolated. We get to catch up with the loved ones anytime, anywhere. It is an information sharing hub. You need to know the latest news, whether Selangor got water cut or not, go and open Instagram. You want to know whether tomorrow got public holiday or not? Check Facebook, easy, yeah? It's all there. And we are living in an era where conventional printed newspaper are almost outdated as soon as they are circulated across the country because news travels so fast. On Tuesday, Reverend Alexa sent out a message to the pastoral team saying, breaking news, squash is in the 2028 Olympics. Woo! More than 30 years bidding and fighting for squash to get included. It is finally here. We made it. Social media is effective for networking, and professional opportunities like LinkedIn provides valuable networking opportunities for job seekers and professionals. It is a form of visual storytelling, and it is useful for activism and analytics and also politics and entertainment and much more. However, there is also the bad side, the downside of social media, right? Many research have been done relating to the excessive use of social media with mental health issues, such as anxiety, depression, and loneliness. We can immerse in the lives of other people on social media and yet feel lonely. Social media is designed to keep us constantly engaged and addicted to it. So in order for companies to push more advertisements directly to us, exactly targeted for us. For example, this Over bottle over here. So now I'm talking about Over bottle. Okay, the reason I bought this Over bottle is because I saw it on Instagram. All right, now after I'm talking about it right now, go back home later, and if you open your social media and you find that there's Over bottle over there, know that your phone is listening to you and pushing the ads directly targeted to you and me, all right? There's also privacy concerns. Is your profile public or private? Simple things like posting pictures of my children or with their school uniform on especially, people can locate them. They can find out where they are, right? Your vehicle number, the places where you frequent, if you are actively posting on social media, like myself, then you can actually track your patterns and your whereabouts, isn't it? Social media can be a source of misinterpretation as well. If you see me on social media suddenly giving a side hug to a woman, can be a source of misinterpretation. That's not Joshua's wife. I don't see that as Sian Hui. Who could that be? You know, suddenly gossip go around, suddenly things go around, wow, suddenly blown out of proportion, right? She could very well be my cousin or my old childhood friend, but it is also can be a source of misinterpretation. So careful use of social media is very, very important. It reduces productivity, some of the negative things. Negative self-esteem, cyberbullying, and harassment is a new form of gangsterism. Last time, gangsterism is take the parang, punch the face. Now, they hide behind the keyboard and bully you and talk bad about you and comment negative remarks about you. And then all kinds of anxiety, stress comes upon us. Allow me to do a simple survey. How many social media platforms you know? Have a look at these icons. And I'll ask you, how many do you know? Okay, I'll give you like 10 seconds. Hey, cannot tiru answer all, huh? Over that side, all like to tiru. Okay. How many of you know more than 10 of these logos? Raise your hand. How many of you know more than 10? Okay, very good. 10. Oh, so little, 10. Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. Let me ask a bit more. How many of you know more than 15 of these logos? Raise your hand. 15. 15, okay. How many of you know 20? 20? Okay. 20? Wow. Okay, this is the ultimate question. How many of you know all of the icons above? Okay, thank God. And this list is not even exhaustive, guys. There are many more social media platforms that are not in this picture. Did you know that 78.5% of Malaysians are on social media? As of January 2023, Malaysia have 26.8 million social media users, Close to 8 out of 10 people are on social media, and I can only see this trend increasing over the coming years as smartphones are becoming more and more accessible. The big question is this: is social media bad? Well, the answer is, it depends. It depends. All right? The passage we are looking at today is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 3, and verses 24 to 26. But I would like to read a couple of more verses to give us a wider context of what the author is saying. So reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning. So do not forsake my teaching. For I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you and give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Proverbs, as the name suggests, is full of wise sayings. The New International Version gives Proverbs 4 a title: Get Wisdom at Any Cost. And I love the tone of how this proverb was written. It has a fatherly tone, as if my father was writing this to me, giving me mature, sound advice. He starts off by saying, listen, my son, to a father's instruction. The word listen is not just to hear one ear in, one ear out. The word listen is to hear and obey these instructions. You can hear the author is strongly urging his son or the reader to take heed of his words of wisdom with the usage of these words. Listen, pay attention. Above all else, give careful thought. These words give the reader a sense of urgency to pay a careful attention to these words of wisdom. And I find it quite interesting that the author would spend 16 out of 27 verses, which is amount to 59% of his proverb, simply to urge his listeners to take heed of these words of wisdom. He spends more than half his time urging his readers to pay careful attention. So I would strongly suggest to us all that we take heed of these very important words of wisdom the author is trying to convey to us. First thing, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. The heart is metaphorically referring to the innermost part of a person, where your thoughts, emotions, and intentions reside. One way of guarding your heart is to watch what you post online. Whatever you post reflects quite a bit about yourself. Just take a look at what you have been posting on social media. It is probably about your life, what you care about, what you like, what you enjoy. We have to also watch what we engage with. Watch what you like on Instagram or Facebook. There are some of you whom I follow and know. In the occasion when I bump into inappropriate content as I'm scrolling on Instagram, sometimes I see, so-and-so liked this post. Well, not so appropriate for that person. And I'm like, this person shouldn't post or like this kind of post. shouldn't even be watching this. You know, as you scroll, sometimes inappropriate content will appear. It is bound to happen. Then you just need to keep on scrolling and be careful what you like. Because the danger is the algorithm works in such a way that it will feed you more of what you like and what you want to see. For example, this is what I like on my Instagram, and I can track what I like and learn a bit about myself. For example, this week I like my friends' posts about their birthdays, their children's birthdays, chalices posts, and some events from my previous church activities. To guard our heart is to be very intentional of what we are feeding ourselves. What we are like, what we like will appear more on our feed, and that is just how the algorithm works. So like I talked about the over bottle just now, this is my second time talking about it. So in case your phone did not pick that up, over bottle. All right, you never know, it will appear on your social media. Later you can text me saying, hey, Pastor, really, it appeared on my media. Okay, and if you're transparent enough or daring enough after service, find a friend who's willing to allow you to open their YouTube app or their Facebook app or their Instagram app and let you scroll and have a look at what comes out of their feed. You'll be surprised that it could be very different from what is fed to you. Because my feed is one thing. I look at my wife's feed, very different things. What is in her feed is like aesthetic things, beautiful furniture, etc. That doesn't appear at all in my feed. So, secondly is to watch your mouth. Watch your mouth is to watch what comes out of you. Guarding your heart is to watch what you input into you, consume. But to watch your mouth is to watch what comes out. I have an exercise you can try. Sometimes my wife helps me with this exercise. Every day, in every conversation, whether small talk, serious talk, business talk, arguments, romantic talk, any form of communication, take stock of the words that come out of your mouth. Doesn't matter if it's a joke or a sarcastic comment. If you're really angry or whether you're tired, take stock. Every word that proceeds from your mouth comes from your heart. And when you realize that, you can assess and reflect and ask yourself, what have I been consuming? Or why do I use these words when I talk? Those with children, you will know this. When my kids watch Peppa Pig, then suddenly, Daddy, they talk with an English accent. Hello, Daddy. So you've been watching Peppa Pig, huh? I know because what they consume comes out of them. You see, it's very natural, it's very innocent. This is just what it is, right? If you input in good things will come out. If you input in rubbish, rubbish out. Very, very predictable. My wife will say this to me, I know who you have been hanging out with by how you talk when you come home. So dangerous. But yet so good. Because why? You're transparent. You are who you are, right? And who you hang out with will affect you. And that includes your friends on Facebook and Instagram. Okay? That includes when you scroll, when you take time to scroll. You know, Malaysians spend an average of 2 hours and 27 minutes daily on social media. Some of us don't even spend that much time reading the Bible. Some of us don't even spend that much time with a real person face to face. So guess who influences us the most? Whatever we consume will inadvertently come out in our words, our social media posts, and our lives. Guard your heart. Watch what goes in. Watch your mouth. Watch what comes out. And thirdly, fix your eyes on Jesus. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. The wise author knows that if we are not purposeful and intentional in directing where we look at and what we are looking at, we will easily be distracted and fall. There is a saying that goes, only dead fish swim with the current. And we can't expect to live our lives like that, purposelessly, and think we will naturally please God. We won't. In this world, we will face trials and temptations, and we simply take the, if we take the path of least resistance, we will naturally like to fall into sin. That is the natural tendency of humanity. So if we think that we will naturally please God, answer is no. The natural state of humankind is sinful. We naturally have a tendency to sin. So if we do not make effort to incline our hearts towards God, then we will very naturally start to recline, relax, and decline as we go along. When you are busy, it's less likely when you will entertain nonsense that are coming in your social media feed. Some will tell you sob stories to scam you. Transfer money to them. Some will scare you, telling you, hey, you swipe your credit card for 3,500 ringgit, you know. So you must give me these details. Let me fix this issue. But actually, they want your OTP code so they can really scam you of your money from Touch and Go or your bank account. Some of you will know what I'm talking about. Well, this guy didn't even bother trying. He was impersonating as my friend, okay? Using her account to ask me for my phone number. Now, you can't see the profile picture or who was my friend because they banned this account already. I have a phone number and she has my phone number. But on Instagram, suddenly she wanted to ask me, hi, give me your mobile number. Immediately, I was on high alert. Firstly, because she doesn't talk to me that way. Secondly, because she has my phone number and she's a good friend. So obviously, I know this account was hacked. And so I was so upset and I sarcastically replied, give me your bank account. I transfer the money to you now. Of course, the person didn't reply me. And then I blocked the account after that, report the fella. But not every scammer is so outright and obvious when they come to approach you. When we don't keep our eyes on Jesus, we become frail and distracted and easily fall. Suddenly, the thought of making more money is enticing enough for us to entertain random chats that invade our inbox. Suddenly, when our eyes are not fixed on Jesus, we start to entertain friend requests from random strangers who have no connections with you. During the pandemic, there were cults reaching out to me and some of my friends on social media, Instagram direct message chats. And they talk to you disguising as people who have a superior Bible knowledge and would say something like, churches nowadays do not preach the true gospel. They don't. They are shallow and unbiblical, not taking God's word seriously, unlike us. We take God's word very seriously. So come and study Bible with us. So that's how they entice you to join them. And with that narrative, they have led good Christians astray. And those ones who have been led astray by this cult started behaving like they are superior Christians. And I start to see fruits of pride, of arrogance, of anger, dissatisfaction with their leaders, and the church they belong to. If only we were that eager to evangelize to the lost. Be careful who you entertain on social media platforms. Occasionally, I will get requests from random strangers, supposedly females. Why I say supposedly is because you never know who's behind that profile picture. You really don't know. So it could get very well be, it could very well be a predator trying to lure you, trying to scam you, trying to harm you. And you and I have no business adding them at all. All right, why should we? Just so we can boast we got 1,000 followers? Well, I wish we have a few followers of Jesus Christ than 1,000 who wants to kepo my Instagram account. Some of you requested to follow me on Instagram. And if I'm not sure who you are, usually what I'll do is I will add you first so that I can see. Oh, you're Manfred's sister. Okay, add. Because I don't know who you are, so I need to find out who you are before I want to allow you into my Instagram life in a way, because I do post things about my life there. So just making sure, okay, don't be offended. I love you all. Okay, so but be careful. Be careful whether your Instagram profile or Facebook profile is private or public. Be careful what you post. What are you looking at? Every day we should confront ourselves with this question. What am I looking at? Thankfully, we can fix our gaze. The Bible says, fix your gaze on Jesus. He is our chief example of how to live with intent and purpose. Luke 9, verse 51 says, when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. He set his face to go to Jerusalem. Jesus wasn't going to Jerusalem to enjoy a nice holiday. Jesus wasn't going to Jerusalem to visit the Holy Land. He knew he was going to Jerusalem to suffer, to be tortured, and to be crucified, and to die on a cross for the sins of the world. He knew it wasn't going to be an easy journey. He knew that only pain and suffering lies ahead as he steps nearer to Jerusalem. And yet, he walked neither to the left or to the right. He kept his eyes straight ahead towards his mission, and he fulfilled his calling. He knew humankind could not save ourselves from our naturally sinful nature. So what did he do? He fixed his gaze towards his purpose. With great intent, he finished what he set out to do because he loves us. Jesus died on the cross to save us because we could not save ourselves. To do the right thing is difficult, friends. To do the right thing is difficult. But to do the right thing is pleasing to God. What do you live for? Do you have a bigger vision to live for? What is before you today? What are you thinking about now? Lunch? Work? When is Pastor Joshua going to land? Well, I'm going to land right now. Like, really? I thought I gave them the cue, you know. What will you do today? What changes or alterations will you make today to show that you desire to reorientate and reprioritize your life? Are you too distracted? Keep looking to your left or your right? Are you scrolling on Instagram for 2 hours and 47 minutes a day, aimlessly coveting things or other people's life? Or are you going to fix your eyes on God? I pray that the Holy Spirit would tug your heart. I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to all of us so that we will reorientate our gaze. Because it's easy, you know, to look elsewhere. It is easy to not guard what we are looking at. You just have to look at it and say, actually, why am I looking at this? What business do I have with looking at this? Sometimes we need to ask ourselves the hard questions and do the right thing. So guard your heart. Watch what you put in. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Watch what you post. And fix our eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, I pray for everyone who is listening to this message today, that we will hear your voice speaking to us. Draw us away from what is of lesser value towards what is of infinite worth in our lives. May we set our face towards you, gaze at you, and be transformed from glory to glory with ever-increasing glory till we see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You have been listening to a sermon from PJEFC. We hope that you have been blessed by the message. For more sermons, please go to www.pjefc.org/sermons. Love God, love people, and make disciples.